Today is Passion Sunday. The epistle for today's Mass is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 9. Brethren, Christ being come a high priest of the good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, neither by the blood of goats or of calves, but by his own blood, entered once into the holies, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and of oxen, and the ashes of a heifer being sprinkled, sanctify such as are defiled to the cleansing of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who by the Holy Ghost offered himself without spot to God, cleanse our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And therefore he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of his death for the redemption of those transgressions which were under the former testament, they that are called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 8. At that time Jesus said to the multitudes of the Jews, "Which of you shall convince me of sin? If I say the truth to you, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth the word of God. Therefore you hear them not, because you are not of God." The Jews therefore answered and said to him, "Do not we say well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil?" Jesus answered, "I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you have dishonored me. But I seek not my own glory, there is one that seeketh and judgeth. Amen, amen, I say to you, if any man keep my word, he shall not see death forever." The Jews therefore said, "Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead and the prophets, and thou sayest, if any man keep my word, he shall not taste death forever. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, who is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom dost thou make thyself?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father that glorifieth me, of whom you say that he is your God. And you have not known him, but I know him. And if I shall say that I know him not, I shall be like to you a liar. But I do know him, and do keep his word. Abraham your father rejoiced that he might see my day. He saw it and was glad." The Jews therefore said to him, "Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham was made, I am." They took up stones therefore to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. As far the words of today's Holy Gospel. How much more shall the blood of Christ cleanse our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Words taken from the epistle of today's Mass, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, in a world today that is fascinated with curing disease, living longer, and preventing health problems, we read these words of St. Paul. And he speaks of a cure far more valuable than any we can obtain at a doctor or through modern medicine. How much more, St. Paul says, shall the blood of Christ cleanse our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? This is a cure that is free, can be received frequently, and is unto life everlasting. There is a story of a sinner who once dreamed that he died and stood before the judgment seat of God. As he stood there, the books were opened, and he saw his whole life before him. When he saw beneath his name a long, dark list of sins, every sin of thought, word, deed, or omission, He felt like sinking through the floor. He was so terrified. But his judge, our Lord, looked upon him with gracious and merciful eyes. He lifted his pierced hand, from which still fell the drops of precious blood, and passed it over the black record. And at that moment, all his sins were blotted out. Only the bright stains of the precious blood remained. Now, of course, this was only a dream, and we know that the sinner must repent before he dies and stands before the judgment seat. Nonetheless, the scene is real and significant for us Catholics, for this is exactly what happens when we make a good confession. Our judgment seat is the confessional. There we are the witness and the accuser. We open our own long black list of sins to our judge, who is the merciful Christ. Yes, it is the priest who sits on the other side of the screen, but he is taking the place of Christ. The priest's uplifted hand, which is granting us absolution, signifies the hand of Christ washing away the black record of sin with his precious blood. And this is what St. Paul is speaking of in today's epistle. The epistle for today's Mass comes from St. Paul's epistle to the Hebrews. Now, unlike St. Paul's other epistles, which were written to Gentile converts to Christianity, this epistle was written specifically for those Christians who had converted from the Jewish religion. And so, throughout this epistle, St. Paul refers to Jewish customs and rituals. In particular, St. Paul mentions the sacrifice of the heifer, which was one of the many bloody sacrifices the Jews offered to atone for sin. You see, although sin could never be forgiven through the sacrifice of an animal, these bloody sacrifices of the Old Testament represented the people's contrition and their promise of amendment. St. Paul compares this sacrifice to the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. He says, "For if the blood of goats and of oxen and the ashes of a heifer sanctify such as are defiled, how much more shall the blood of Christ cleanse our conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" That is, the sacrifices of the Old Testament were merely an external sign, a sign of repentance. But by the sacrifice of his life on the cross, Christ's blood truly remits and forgives sin. As we know from our catechism, confession is the telling of our sins to the priest for the purpose of obtaining forgiveness. And so it's the application of the merits of Christ to our souls. For Christ died to forgive sin, and confession is the way that these merits are applied. It's the way that we benefit from the passion of Christ. A certain priest tells us that confession does three things for the sinner, particularly for the sinner in the state of mortal sin. He says, first, it changes God towards the sinner. That is, confession restores the friendship between God and the sinner. Second, confession changes the sinner. It restores sanctifying grace to the soul. And finally, confession heals the wounds of the soul. That is, it gives grace to help the sinner avoid sin in the future. Or to put it simply, confession changes the sinner's course from heading to hell to heading towards heaven. But this priest continues, confession also helps one who has committed only venial sins. For this sacrament gives grace and strength to resist temptation and to avoid grave sin in the future. My dear friends, if anyone were standing at his particular judgment, like that sinner in the story, if he saw the long list of his past sins, he would be terrified at the punishment that awaited him. He would also be filled with helplessness, for he would know that there was nothing he could do on his own to atone for his sins. He would be afraid to hear the final judgment. But as Catholics, we can and we should have a great hope, for our judgment is unlike any other. Our judgment is first in the confessional. In confession, we are the witness, we are the accused, and we are the accuser. And the purpose of the judge is not to punish, but to forgive. We have the precious blood of Christ shed for love of us to wash away our sins. And thus, one Jesuit author calls the sacrament of penance one of the sweetest consolations of a Christian. And he goes on to compare the penitent to the sick man. For as many people with serious diseases will travel long distances to visit specialists to find something that will help them. But he says, the Catholic has the sure remedy for the diseases of his soul at his fingertips. So take advantage, my dear friends, of the blood of Christ, the blood that was shed for our salvation. Remember that Lent, and particularly Holy Week, is the time to make a good confession, for our whole focus during Lent is on the passion and the suffering of Christ, what he suffered, the blood he shed for our sins. Prepare for your confession with a thorough examination of conscience. Stir up sorrow for your sins, especially by thinking specifically of what our Lord suffered because of sin. And don't put off your confession, for too often Catholics will make excuses why they weren't able to go to confession. Instead, make it a regular habit, even if you are confessing only venial sins, so that you gain that grace to avoid sin in the future. As we enter Passiontide, remember that our Lord is hanging on the cross. He is waiting for us to come to him, to have our sins washed away by his precious blood, waiting for us to come and receive the graces he offers to help us avoid sin and save our souls. As we prepare for Easter, let us go to the cross and receive these graces by making a good confession. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.